Shalom to all, and you're listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. Today we're going to be learning the fifth Oli in Parsha Shmini, that's Perek Yod, Pasek Tazayin. And the Pasek tells us, Ve'eis Seir HaChatos, regarding the Seir, the goat, which was the Chatos, Darash Moshe V'hinei Seiraf. Moshe Darshan, he investigated, he asked about it, it turned out that it was burnt. Ve'ekzef Ha'alazar Ha'alisarim B'nei Aaron Ha'anusarim Lemar, and he got angry at Alazar Nisamar, the sons of Aaron that were remaining, saying, Madu Allah Ha'chaltam Ha'chatos M'kayim HaKadosh, why didn't you eat the Chatos in a place which is holy? Ki Kodesh Kodashim Hi, because Kodesh Kodashim. And it was given to you to carry, to lift up, to raise up the sin of the Edah, to bring about an atonement for you in front of Hashem. You should have eaten this chatas, but it was completely burned instead. As blood wasn't brought into the Kodesh, you should have eaten it in the Kodesh like I commanded. So let's see Rashi over here design to try to understand what Moshe Rabbeinu got upset about. Seir HaChatos, Seir Musafi Rosh Chodesh, this is referring to the Seir which is brought as the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Remember, we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan right now. And Ushlesha Seir Chatayis covered by Bayam. There were three Seirim that are brought as Chatayis that day. Seir Izim, Useir Nachshain, Useir Rosh Chodesh. Umikum Leinisuf Elzeh. And the only one that was burned was this one, referring to the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Menachko Bedavar Chachma Yisrael is machlaikis about this. Yeshayim, some say, Bebnei Toma Shinoga by Nisraf. That's because Toma touched it and that's why they burned it. Yeshayim, some say, Bnei Aninos Nisraf. It was burned because they were Einanim and they weren't allowed to eat it. Lefishu Kachay Dairis, since this is Kachay Dairis, meaning this is something which is going to be brought every single Rosh Chodesh. There's not a unique carbon to the inauguration of the Mishkan. Every Rosh Chodesh Aser is going to be brought. And that's why they couldn't eat it, and we're going to see that that's the reason why it was burnt. In regards to Kachay Shah, a unique carbon that was brought specifically for the inauguration of the Mizbeach, they relied on Moshe Rabbeinu, Sharmalahem B'mincha. He had told them regarding the carbon Mincha in the previous Haliyah, Mechalua Matzais, you should eat it as Matzais. Darash Darash, he darshined, he investigated, he asked about it. Shtei Drishas Halalu, these two Drishas, B'bnei Ma Nisraf Zeh, why was it burned? And B'bnei why were the other ones eaten? That's what we have in Taras Kahanim. He got angry at Al-Lazar Ali Samar. He wanted to treat Aaron with kavod, so he turned towards his children. He got angry at them, but really, in essence, he was directing his query towards Aaron. Lamer saying, Amalemi told him, Hashivun al Dvare, you have to answer me. Why was this burned? Why was it not eaten? Pasuk Yedzayin Rashi told him, why didn't you eat the chatos in the place which is holy? Implying that perhaps they ate it outside of this place. So Rashi says, did they eat it outside? They burned it. It wasn't eaten at all. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu implying that it was brought outside? Why is that Moshe Rabbeinu emphasized B'mkayim HaKadosh? El Armelhem, he told them, perhaps it was brought outside the Klayim, it was brought outside the Mishkan, and therefore it became possible. Ki Kadosh Kadoshim, for it's Kadosh Kadoshim, v'nifsels b'yotzi, and it becomes possible if it's brought outside the Mishkan. V'heim Amrulay, and they told him, Lav, that's not what happened. Armelhem, so he asked them, Harlev B'mkayim HaKadosh Haisa, if it always remained within the Mishkan, so why didn't you eat it? This is something which is given to the Kehanim, that the Kehanim eat it, and then the owners, they receive a kapara through that. We learn from here that we're specifically talking about the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. It brings back a kapara for this specific Toma, because these two other Chatais that were brought on that day, the Chatas Shmini and Chatas Nachshon, they were not brought for kapara. So we're specifically talking about the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking them, why is it that you didn't eat it? Why is it that it was burned completely? If its blood was brought inside, you should have burned it. You should have eaten it even though you're einanim. I command you by the mincha. So at the Chumash Pasuk attests, Aaron spoke to Moshe. Was it them, meaning Elazar and Isamar, that brought their karbanos today? It wasn't them. It was me that brought the karbanos. But now that this happened to me, meaning now that I'm an einin, meaning the fact that I'm an aninos, if I would have been an einin for another reason, forget about the fact that my children died, perhaps I could have been an einin for some other reason. Would I have eaten this chatas today if it was a regular carbon of Rosh Chodesh? Would that have been good in the eyes of Hashem? Now let's see Rashi over here pasuk test to try to understand what Aaron's response was to Moshe Rabbeinu. By Dabar Aaron, in Lashon Dibur El Lashon Az, Dibur is Lashon of Az being strong. Shinamar says, by Dabar Ha'am, after Moshe cuts off Allah's valley, summer of Aaron Medaber, and now Rashi explains, how is it that Moshe got angry at Allah's valley summer and Aaron speaking up for them? But as we already said, this was only Derech Kavod. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu addressed Allah's valley summer was just for the Kavod of Aaron, but in a way he was really addressing Aaron. Amru, so they told themselves, it's not proper that our father should sit and be quiet and we should speak in front of him. It's also not proper that we should respond to our Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu's our Rebbe, we shouldn't respond to him. Perhaps that's because Elazar had nothing to say. Maybe he didn't have an answer. He didn't have a reason for why they didn't eat the carbon. We see from this other pasuk that when Elazar wanted to, he did speak in front of Moshe and in front of the Nesiim. So the reason why Elazar and his summer didn't answer is not because they didn't have what to answer. It's because it wasn't proper for them to answer the Rebbe when Aaron, their father, was sitting there. So Aaron answered, and he said, "Hein hayem ekrivu ma'o aimer." What does that mean? El armalhem Moshe. Moshe told him, "Shem ezraktim dama einim." Perhaps you were the ones that sprinkled the blood when you were einim. Sha'einin sha'avad chilel. In einin who does avoda, he was mechal the carbon. He defiled it. Now it's possible. So Amrali Aaron told Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'chi hemi krivu shehem adyotes," where they were the ones that brought this carbon anyway. They're a kain hedyot. Ani crafty. I was the one that brought it. Shani kain gadol. I'm a kain gadol. Makriv einin. A kain gadol is able to bring a carbon as an einin. So they weren't the ones that brought this carbon anyway. At the Kranoi Sikeela, Aaron said, "Afil loy hayu hemesim banai." Even if the ones that died were not my children. Elashar krivim shani chayv liyos einin aleim kaela. Let's say there were other relatives that I would have to be an einin as well. Kegain kol murim parshas kainim shakain metamalehem. Like all the people that are mentioned in the parsha of Kahanim. One of the 7 immediate relatives that a kohen would have to become tamei to them. So Aaron's saying, even if I were to be an einin for a different reason, v'chalti chatas v'im ochalti hayitav, if I would have eaten this chatas of Rosh Chodesh, would that have been good in the eyes of Hashem? Hayoyim, he said, if I would have eaten it today, avoninus lai lamutter, if a person became an einin at night, he would be allowed to eat a carbon the next day, shein einin elabiyim kvura, because a person is only considered an einin the day that it's being buried. Hayitav bein Hashem, would that have been good in the eyes of Hashem? Meaning, Aaron was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, would it have been good in the eyes of Hashem if I would have eaten this chatos? And why would it have been wrong to eat it? Because im shamata b'kajay shah, you might have heard a halacha regarding kajay shah, a unique carbon which is being brought on this day of the inauguration on the Mizbeach, and that even though we're einim, we should eat it. That's fine. But ein l'chalacha b'kajay dares, that doesn't mean that you'd be allowed to be makel by kajay dares, a carbon which is not only being brought today, but it's going to be brought every single Rosh Chodesh for all future generations. That's kajay dares. That's not something that an einim is allowed to eat. Maybe a kohen gadol is allowed to be makar if he's allowed to do the avoda as an oinin, but he's not allowed to eat the carbon as an oinin unless it's a special unique carbon that's being brought that day. But once again, the seir of Rosh Chodesh, which is what Moshe Rabbeinu got upset about, that's something that's going to be brought for all future generations. That's kachay dairis, and that's not something that he would be allowed to eat as an oinin. So back to Chomish Pasal Chav, Vayishma Moshe, and Moshe heard Vayitav Be'enov, and it was good in his eyes. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasal Chav, Vayitav Be'enov, Hoida, he admitted that Aaron Akain was right, Veloy Ba'ish Loimer, he was not embarrassed to say, Loy Shamati, I didn't hear that halacha from Hashem, and you're 100% right. I didn't know that halacha, and you have the right halacha. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the 6th Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.